Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to Nothing But Net with Elise Lambert, representing all of managers during Manager Week in college basketball on the men's and women's side. Elise, you're a manager at Iowa State. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You're coming to us live from your dorm. You kicked your roommate out. It's early in the morning. I mean, this is just great that you spent this time. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Okay, so the life of a manager. Tell us what that's like.
It's definitely busy. I have a lot of, it's pretty much every day. We have a lot of just extra things to do. But it's really fun. We get to hang out with the team, get to hang out with each other. The other managers are super fun. Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
What are some of the jobs that you have to do that maybe nobody sees behind the scenes that you enjoy the most?
That I enjoy the most? I mean, I guess we get to do kind of like fun things, like we fill up the girls' snack bags before they leave for games. We fill up the fridge together. We like figure out food stuff and organize food for them. Yeah. And then they see the practice stuff that we do, but we definitely stay late, clean up. It's just a lot of cleaning up after and running stuff around.
You do a lot of the jobs that nobody wants to do. That's usually the way I look at it for managers. And sometimes there's not a lot of credit that comes with it, but you enjoy being a part of the team is what I'm assuming.
Yes.
And you've been a part of the team for quite a long time, even though you're just a freshman on campus at Iowa State. Let's talk a little bit about how you've been a part of the team, because your story is inspiring and compelling. And I came across it during Manager Week and I just wanted to learn more. I was drawn to your story. Tell us a little bit about your attachment to the team and why.
So when I was 5 years old, I was diagnosed with a brainstem tumor. And the basketball team found me through this organization called Friends of Jacqueline, which just pairs kids with cancer up with the team. And at the time, we really didn't know what was going to happen with me. But my parents thought it would be fun for me to be a part of something really big like this, despite what happened. And so I've just been with them since I was like 5 years old, and I go to I went to every single home game up until COVID. I would sit in the locker room before and after games. I would sit on the bench before games. I had my own locker in there. And I got invited to the Christmas parties, and sometimes I would get to go on like trips with them if they took a bus like to Kansas or Kansas State. So yeah, I was just very involved in the team, and that was really fun for me as a little kid.
I mean, I read a great story by Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register about your story, and I thought Tommy captured all of it very well. You signed a national letter of intent when you were 5 years old to play basketball at Iowa State. Is that true, and do you still have it?
Yes, I'm sure my mom still has it somewhere. I didn't even know that's what I signed until he wrote the story. So I was so young, I didn't know. I remember signing something. Maybe I just remember the photos of it. But I didn't know it was that. But that's really cool.
Well, one of the reasons why I was so drawn to your story was because it's so inspiring what you're doing right now, that you're an active participant in lots of different things on campus, around campus, and as a college student. I had a really good friend named Lauren Hill. There's a great story about Lauren Hill, the basketball player that had what was called DIPG. And that's what initially your parents thought that you had, which was an inoperable, uncurable brain tumor. And it turned out that you did not have that. Thank God that you didn't. Tell us about what you remember and how you've been able to move forward in your life.
I don't remember a ton of it. A lot of it is just kind of like stories that I've heard, especially from my mom. But I just remember on the morning I woke up and I was just really dizzy and I got taken to a bunch of doctors and they finally told us that we needed to go to St. Jude. And then I was just treated at St. Jude for a while. And honestly, it was a great time. Like what I remember, I had fun. Like I don't really remember the bad parts of it. It was more fun for me. Like, because I didn't know what was going on. And It was sad being away from my family, being away from my dad and my twin brother, Evan. But, like, I don't know. I think kids are really resilient. And, like, I just made the best of it.
Well, you sure did. I mean, there's no question about it. You ended up with a diagnosis called brainstem glioma. Mm-hmm. And tell us what that is, what treatments were required, and I assume that you're cancer-free.
So I am not cancer-free. It's still there, but I didn't do chemo because we did a biopsy and it showed that my cancer wasn't spreading. It was very slow growing. It was just very big because it had been growing a long time. And so we just did radiation and we did it for, I think, like 6 weeks, six something. And it shrunk 25% and it's just been stable for however many years.
So, I didn't know that a tumor could stay somewhat stable or dormant, if you will. That's a good sign, right? How often do you have to get treatments to go back and check on it?
I go back once a year to go get like MRIs done, but now that I'm 18 and St. Jude is a children's hospital, I don't really, it's been so long that I don't really get scans for it anymore. It would more be like symptoms if it started to come back. But I just go down there once a year for like studies now, just to help them research for other kids.
Yeah. Is there anything you can or cannot do because of your diagnosis?
No, I think it really has not. I mean, if there was anything I couldn't do, it would be like unknown that's why I couldn't do it. But I'm just kind of a normal person, I would say.
Just a regular 18-year-old kid going to college, being a manager, living a full life in Ames, Iowa. I know you grew up close to there, so you've been around the basketball program mm-hmm. ever since you were 5 years old. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Bill Fenley or Billy or Jody, or I just could keep going. Josh, there's so many great people there. LaToya. Mm-hmm. I know all of them. They're all wonderful, wonderful people.
Yes, it's awesome because they've all been there so long. They've all been there since I was there. When I first got there, Coach Shaven gave me like a panda bear, like stuffed animal that I still have back home. I was really close with Coach Steyer. I still am, but I very much latched on to her and I would sit by her before every game mm-hmm. and we would just talk about personal life and then how the game was going to go, like players and stuff, which is really cool for me. Bill Fenley has always been like a father figure to me and so has Deb, his wife. They're just very inviting towards me. Of course, Coach Carb is like the reason that I'm a part of the team then and now. So that's awesome. It's just like a family there, like a really big family, and it always has been.
It just warms my heart because I know the other side of it. And when I watch and read your story and I listen to you and I'm watching you, I'm just full of so many emotions. I am just feeling so much pride about the way the Iowa State women's basketball team wrapped their arms around you. Like, that's a place that gets it. Mm-hmm. And when I say they get it, what does that mean to you?
They just understand like the core values, I think, of sports and like mm-hmm. to them and to Bill Fenley, like it's more than just winning the games. It's about character and life after basketball and like the amount of life lessons he's taught and just play the Iowa State way. And just that goes beyond basketball. That's just living. And yeah, it's just they understand like, it's not about winning. It's about like life values. Yes. And yeah.
You said it so well. And I know all of them personally. So I 100% agree with what you're saying. What about this myth, this Hilton Magic, this incredible place, like huge upset the other night over K-State. There is something to Hilton Magic. People who have not experienced it have a hard time, describing it to people that haven't been there. Tell me how you feel about Hilton Magic through your eyes.
It's just so awesome to be a part of. And like, sometimes you go to women's games. Like I remember as a kid, I travel with them sometimes, and it would be like an empty stadium, and it would just be like really quiet and not, like there wasn't really much there. But Hilton, like you can always count on everyone being there and the community that they've built there. And it's just, there's so many people that they're not just like cheering for Iowa State. Like a lot of them know the girls really personally. They know the team really personally. And it just like makes it so much more special.
It is special, and you are special. And I want to know what your plans are. I mean, you're going to graduate. You got a couple more years to go. You got a little ways to go through college, but what are you thinking? Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to be involved in? What are you involved in?
I'm in psychology right now. I really like it. I want to do something in counseling, I think. But of course, I am not really sure. I haven't been very long. But yeah, next year I want to join Dance Marathon. I don't know if you've heard of that before, but I really want to do that. I volunteer at a cancer camp, a summer camp. It's like a week-long camp for kids with cancer that I will volunteer with this summer. And Dance Marathon is a big part of that. So I really want to get more involved with that.
You and I are doing a similar thing because I do a marathon also. It's called a 24-hour nothing but net free throw shooting marathon.
Oh, yeah?
And my marathon is to benefit kids with Special Olympics or intellectual disability. So I'm trying to raise money and awareness and do a similar thing that you're doing. I think it's a skill that young people need to learn. And obviously you've learned to give. You give your time, you give your story, you give your money. You've done a lot of different things to help. Why do you feel like that's important for an 18-year-old kid to understand that moving forward?
I think just giving back has always been a huge part of my life, because like having a life like this was not always guaranteed for me at all. And just recognizing like who and what has given you the opportunities that you have and that you don't like deserve anything. Like really everything is an opportunity for you given by somebody else. And like it's just amazing to me that I get to give back to St. Jude, do studies, give back to basketball by being a manager. Like giving back is just so important to me, and I think it should be to everybody.
Elise, in the college landscape right now of sport, there's a lot of negativity. People are worried about the portal and you know, NIL and kids being considered you know, entitled or, you know, not appreciative. In a world that you're living in right now through your eyes and your experience in college athletics, you said they get it. And Coach Finley and his staff, they get it. They understand the value of sport and what it's supposed to mean. How do you think your story could help somebody else understand why college sports is so important and why being on a team is important?
I think just being on a team just can change your whole life, and finding somewhere that feels like family and feels like home, that can really, it's worth more than any money or anything like that. Just finding a really strong community that you can really make a difference in is really important.
Do you have any inspiration, motivational sayings, any quotes, anything about how you keep this positive attitude that you can share with us?
I guess just that you never know what's going to happen in your life. Like something like cancer, like you don't know that that's going to happen to you or someone you love. And so supporting places that do support those people, you can think that that's not important to you, but it's really important to a lot of people.
Elise Lambert, you have an incredible story that I hope we can put on a platform that everyone can learn from. I am grateful for your time. Thank you for sharing with us. Good luck in the Big 12 tournament as Iowa gets ready to take on a challenge of trying to win the Big 12 tournament. Once again, a place that Iowa State has been before and has won. I'm wishing you well. I wish Coach Finley well. Wrap your arms around that staff for us and tell them we all said hello. And thank you, Elise Lambert, for your time. We're really grateful.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Elise Lambert, basketball manager, Iowa State, 18 years old, and an inspiring story to share.